Paul, how would you decide or describe the start of the season Dustin Byfuglien is having for your hockey team?
So Dustin's year last year started from a point production really slowly for him. But the sacrifice that he made in his game was really important because we were, I don't know, coming in as the 24th or 25th ranked defensive team the year before, and we needed to get a whole lot better at it. And he's a 25 to 30 minute guy, so he has a huge impact on it. So he made a lot of adjustments, and his points started to come, and then they started to come in the playoffs when he was at his best. I think he's quite a bit ahead of where he was last year at this time. And then we would say, like our hockey team, and we don't expect to look like we did in the playoffs because nobody does. We think we've always got room there to get better. But from if we go calendar year to calendar year, he's made huge adjustments in his game for the betterment of our team.
On the right side, Brian?
Paul, obviously, that's okay. Obviously a unique experience for you and the guys. Is today the day you kind of flipped the switch and business-like approach, try to get 4 points here?
Language deteriorated considerably on the ice in practice today, yeah. So we want to take full advantage of this trip. And so this is my second time to Helsinki, and it was a different trip that time because it was the start of the season and we weren't here that long. So we want them to get together and have fun and not make it all business all the time. And today was the day. Yesterday was just a work-through day, kind of try to get on the time zone and not critique too much of what we were doing on the ice. But today we were grinding a little harder, and our pace was much better today than it was yesterday. Far more focused on the ice. And then now we got, you know, two really important business days coming up here.
Second row on the left.
Paul, you know, we talked to some of the guys, and you know, some guys, their bodies are now used to Helsinki time. Some are still in Winnipeg time. Some have had the salmon soup. Some have tried Rudolph. Some have done, you know, different things. But how do you, and jumped in and out of the cold water, how does, when there's, everybody's different, doing different things, and how do you manage it all so that you get the 4 points and then you can sort of ease back into North American schedule?
So I think that you don't have the expectation that you should feel normal. Right, so we've never practiced at 3 o'clock like we did today, and those 8 o'clock games are the unusual playoff games. We never see that, so you can almost expect that everything around you is going to be completely different. What you're eating, you know, we talked to all of them about their sleep schedules. Everybody's got something different. Some guys are sleeping hard for 3 hours. A lot of them are sleeping for two, awake for three, and back down for two. So we know the other team's probably going through that too. All then the coaches are trying to do is when we start talking hockey that it's the same things that are important to us. But I don't have an expectation that any of this, that we can get to normalcy here in this amount of time, so I'm not really worried about it.
On the right side, front row.
I noticed you were doing at least one drill to work with the glass today. Yes. It's a little bit lower at each end than it is in a normal rink. The stanchions are different.
Correct.
Some concern that the boards and those conditions could have a larger effect than they would normally, Paul?
Right, just an awareness of it. The second shooting drill that we did, we had indirects off the boards. They're a lot hotter than we're used to. So anything that wasn't on a real close angle came off a lot quicker. We missed a bunch of them, but that's the idea that it's more to get them to realize that it's different. The stanchions are different, so we're... Some of that was for our goalie, make a decision on whether you want to come out and play it or not, or you're just going to hold your net. And then the other is for our forwards and our defense, understanding that, how to defend against it, our positioning coming in. The nice part for us, it's also part of our game, and it's a big part of decisions that we make coming through the neutral zone.
We'll do one more question on the right side, Brian.
Paul, have you decided on a goalie for tomorrow, and is the plan kind of to give each one a game here?
Connor's going tomorrow, and I don't have a plan for that. I'm going to leave because he hasn't. Connor likes to play a lot of games. If Connor gets out there and feels really good, we're not worried about fatigue, and we don't play till next Thursday, then I know he's made the time zone change. So then I'm going to be and it'll be volume, too, if he gets into the 40s. Might want to be careful with that, but if we can play a good game in front of him, he feels really good, then I don't have the question mark of how Lauren is. The open door on that one is Lauren's been so good in volume games. He's just played so well. I mean, I guess my starting point would be slightly leaning toward that, but I'll judge it all based on the game. And the caveat is that you know, we've got a real good relationship with Connor Hellebuyck, and if he bangs the table that says he needs it, that he has to go back in, I'll consider it.